Well, the NBA playoffs roll on tonight for the Boston Celtics in game four of their series. To talk about that and more, we're joined by our friend Kyle Draper. Hello there, Drapes.
Rich, what's up, my friend? How you been, man?
Oh, we're doing just great. We've got, it's not quite California weather, but very nice springtime weather here in the state of Maine.
Exactly, finally, right? Out here it's kind of cold today. It only the high of 60 today, so it's a little chilly out here today.
Well, it's warmer here. It's about 70 here.
Oh, man. See, I should be out there then.
There you go.
My New England area. I miss it out there for sure.
It's one of those 3 days of the year when we're doing better than you guys.
Right.
Well, Drapes, let's talk about these playoffs and start with the Celtics. They had an opportunity there in game three. Is that going to come back to haunt them that they couldn't get that win and pick up a game in Milwaukee?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, it was a game that initially they should have lost, but then they should have won that game, right? The way they battled back, they had opportunities at the end. You know, you put another 0.1, 0.2 seconds on the clock, you tie it up, you go to overtime. And I got to think, however, though, I think tonight we won't see Jason Tatum struggle like he did in game three. And so while I say, you know, may think, sure, they let one slip away, tonight's the game, right? You win tonight, then you're back with having home court advantage. So all you really needed to do was get one in Milwaukee. And that's why tonight, I think tonight's game is the series. Celtics lose, this thing is pretty much over. If they win, I think they have a good chance of winning this series. And I expect a big game out of Jason Tatum. No way he struggles like he did the other night.
The other Eastern Conference series has all of a sudden gotten quite interesting, all tied up at two apiece, and who knows how this one will go now as they get ready for Game 5. Who do you like between the Sixers and the Heat?
Man, you know I'm a Philly guy. I'm from Philadelphia, and my heart is saying the Sixers. And I don't want to be that homer guy, though, Rich. I don't want to be that guy that just picks his team. But when you look at it, Joel Embiid, who should have been MVP, in my eyes, makes such a big difference for the Sixers. When he's not out there, as we saw in games one and two, they're a borderline play-in team. With him out on the floor, everything becomes so much easier for everybody else. And so I'm going to take Sixers in seven, just because I think, you know, when you look at Miami, they're perimeter-oriented. Sure, Jimmy Butler, he's going to have a big... But Kyle Lowry is a shell of himself right now. He's been struggling this series. You know, Tyler Hero, as much as a great player as he is, sixth man of the year, the Sixers have guys they can put on him. Guys like Matisse Thybulle can lock him up. And so, you know, the one player in this series that nobody has an answer for is Joel Embiid. And if Embiid stays healthy, I think he's the X factor, and I got the Sixers winning in seven.
Well, and if James Harden can play the way he did in game four, they've got a chance.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the old James Harden we've come to know and love, right? You know, making difficult step-back three-pointers. The show he put on in the fourth quarter yesterday, I mean, that he guarded them as best they could, but he was still able to knock them down. But that's who James Harden is, right? That's the guy we've seen over the past 10 years or so, a guy that makes difficult step back threes. And you know, I don't need him to get 30 points a night. I do need him to be aggressive, and he needs to hit timely shots, and that's what he did last night. You know, it can't be always on Joel Embiid to go out there and get you 30 to 35 every single night. James Harden has to be that Robin, and to be that Robin, some nights you may have to get 30, other nights 20 and 10 will do fine. And so if James Harden is playing like he did last night, I'm definitely taking the Sixers.
We're talking NBA playoffs with Kyle Draper here on Downtown Wild West. The Warriors playing, well, like the Warriors of old. They've got a 2-1 lead in that series, and now Memphis, at least for game four, without Ja Morant.
Yeah, that's a huge blow, right? Because, you know, just like the Sixers, just like the Celtics-Bucks series, I think tonight's Warriors-Grizzlies series, if Golden State wins this, they're up 3-1. This series is pretty much over. Ja Morant, with the knee injury, that changes the whole entire complexion. I just don't see how Memphis wins tonight. And although they played well without Ja during the regular season, but this Golden State Warriors team playoffs is a different animal. And when you look at it, you may have to pick Golden State as the favorite to come out of the West right now. Phoenix is struggling a little bit with Dallas, and so Golden State looks to be the team.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And yeah, we've seen Phoenix with some struggles right now. That series with Dallas all tied up at two. We know this, it's best if Chris Paul doesn't foul out of games. I think I saw the stat this morning that when he fouls out, his teams are 0-14.
Right, and you know what happens, though, Rich? When you foul out of games, you're not in games during clutch situations, crunch time. Chris Paul is the best crunch time player in the entire NBA. The Phoenix Suns, the best crunch time team. And so if they get into a close game going into game number five, and if Chris Paul fouls out, you got to give the edge to the Dallas Mavericks. That, you know, give the Mavericks some credit, though. I thought they were left for dead, man. I thought they were done after those first two games. Phoenix, you know, pretty much had their way with them. They've shown some fight. Luka's playing at an MVP level, and he's getting help from some of the other guys. We know Luka can get his, but if Dorian Finney-Smith is knocking down threes, if Jalen Brunson is giving you 20 points, Dallas then becomes a much more difficult team. I still predict Phoenix. I'm going to go Phoenix in six in this one. I think the Suns handle business tomorrow and then wrap it up, you know, in a couple of days out in Dallas.
Has Devin Booker, from your perspective, been the best player for the Suns here in the postseason?
Yeah, I think so. But you know what? I've always thought he was the best player on the team during the regular season as well. Sure, he missed some time because of injury, but he's a true two-way player. I mean, this guy can go out there and get you 30, and then he plays defense. And I know he had some help with Jay Crowder and some of the other guys on that team. But, man, Devin Booker might be the most, you know, underrated superstar there is in the NBA. I love everything about his game. He can score at all three levels, perimeter, mid-range, and he can get to the basket. He can play defense. And so, you know, you remember last year, that run they had. Devin Booker, you know, there was comparisons to Kobe Bryant, although premature comparisons, I might add. But, you know, this guy is a true player, and he's only getting better. And I think he's the best player on the Phoenix Suns.
All right, Drapes, who do you think we see in the NBA Finals?
NBA Finals, I'm going to go Milwaukee Bucks against the Golden State Warriors. As much as I want to say the Celtics, I do think, you know, the loss in Game 3, man, if they would have had that, I probably would have picked them. I think Milwaukee actually wins tonight, the matchup against the Celtics. And I just think, you know, Giannis has found his niche, his groove against the Celtics. He's putting up big numbers. And I don't think, you know, anybody can stop them. And if Chris Middleton comes back in the Eastern Conference Finals, this Milwaukee team is just so deep, so talented. So give me Milwaukee versus Golden State.
All right. You heard it right here from Kyle Draper. So did you see what your old colleague Gary Tanguay has been up to?
No, what's he doing now?
He wrote a book.
Oh, oh yes, I did see that. Sorry. He texts me every day. Hey, Kyle, you read my book. You know, talk about my book. And I'm like, all right, Gary, I got you. Yeah, I did see that.
And it's actually not bad. It's pretty entertaining.
Is it really? All right, I'm going to have to give it a shot. I told him I'd check it out, and so I may have to order it as well and support my guy, G. Tanguay.
Yeah, I mean, you can also get the audiobook. If you miss the sound of Gary's voice, you could get him reading it to you.
You know, they should get that in prisons and jails and just torture the inmates with that, right? You know, just play that over and over.
Kyle Draper, always great to talk with you, Drapes. We appreciate you making time for us, and perhaps we'll swing back and catch up with you when we get to those finals.
All right, thanks so much. That sounds good, Rich. Thanks,
all right,
man.
Thank you, Kyle. Kyle Draper talking NBA playoffs with us here on Downtown. It's 16 minutes after 4 o'clock as we get it underway on a Monday.